John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 31 and 32, Jesus said this, "If you hold to my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." I want to think a little bit this morning about freedom, not the freedom we're beginning to enjoy and hope this time will last, freedom from COVID and all the rest of it, but I think freedom is a much more fundamental concept than just where you can go or what you wear or whether pubs are open or whatever. There's something far more meaningful and deep about the concept of freedom, especially Christian freedom. Some folks have got very worked up over the last year or two, haven't they, about the COVID restrictions, saying they've been an attack on our personal civil liberties. But I think that's really not quite understanding what true freedom is all about. If you hold to my teaching, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So what was the truth that Jesus taught that will set us free? Well, there are a lot of truths that Jesus taught. We could be here for a week and not exhaust them all. I've picked out, as you might imagine, three. Three great truths that Jesus taught that if we embrace them and live by them, will give us freedom. And the first one, thank you, John, if you can move on the screen. The first one is Jesus taught us to forgive our enemies. Thank you, John. The next slide, that's great, thank you. Jesus taught us to forgive our enemies. True freedom is, in part at least, consists of being free from anger, resentment, hard-heartedness, hatred, and bitterness. Especially being free of those things when we're dealing with people who have actually done us some harm. It's dead easy, isn't it, to love people who love us? But to forgive people who have actually done us some wrong, some harm, that ought to be the thing that marks Christians out as being different. Somebody once said, resentment is like drinking poison and expecting it to kill your enemies. Holding on to a grudge, holding on to resentment, actually ends up doing far more damage to us than the person who has wronged us. And Nikki Gumbel in one of the Alpha videos says this, holding a grudge is like allowing someone to live rent-free inside your head. And I think I would want to add, yes, and inside your heart as well. Holding a grudge, being resentful, or withholding forgiveness. These things end up hurting us far more than anybody else. Grudges, resentment, kind of have a grip on us. They bind us, they hold us, they trap us. And that's why Jesus said, forgive your enemies. Secondly, Jesus said this, love your neighbor as yourself. It's really basic stuff, isn't it? Can there be any Christians who don't know this stuff? But we don't always, it's basic Christianity in a sense, but we still find it quite hard to actually do it. Love your neighbor as yourself. This might be one of the biggest challenges we face in 2022. Because I think 2022 is going to be a really tough year for many individuals and families and for the country. To begin with, we're going to have to start paying the bill for COVID. And that's going to hit some people really hard. We've then got, according to some experts, a big bill heading our way because of Brexit and all the costs, that extra costs that that's involved. And I'm sure you've heard the news. Energy costs are going to rocket over the next few months. There are going to be a lot of people in financial difficulty over the next few years. So what's that got to do with loving our neighbour? Well, you see, people all around the world, we all do this. In times of austerity, we look for people to blame. We look for a scapegoat, somebody who must have caused this misfortune to happen to us. And handy scapegoats often include immigrants, who, it is often claimed, are stealing our jobs. Or we blame single parents for sponging off the state. Or we just blame young people generally for being a bit work shy. And of course, we like to blame the unemployed, who can't be bothered to do a decent day's work. Despite the fact that the vast majority of people claiming benefits are in work. They are. But the pay is so poor, they need help. It's a temptation, isn't it, when anything goes wrong, to look for someone to blame. Jesus was once asked by a puzzled inquirer, "Who is my neighbor?" And so Jesus replied with a story about a foreigner who had fallen on hard times. In other words, he was saying, anyone and everyone is my neighbor. And we should love our neighbor as ourselves. Maybe that's something big to keep in mind as 2022 and perhaps 2023 unfold. So Jesus told us to forgive our enemies and love our neighbor. Finally, he told us to store up treasure in heaven. True freedom, happiness, joy, none of these things are to be found in earthly treasure. Just open up your daily paper almost any day. It's true, money, wealth, fame can bring happiness. But it's also true that they could just as easily bring misery and hardship and heartache. Just as easily. Earthly treasure is not in itself the key to freedom or happiness or joy. The key is not to love whatever money we've been blessed with or whatever material possessions we've been blessed with. To have them and enjoy them and share them, but not to love them, because they are fading treasures. Two men watched a funeral procession drive slowly by, and the one man turned to the other and said, "How much did he leave?" And the other man replied, "Everything." True freedom does not come from material possessions. True freedom comes from knowing that we are known, loved, and forgiven by God. And if we know that we are known, loved, and forgiven by God, that is what will enable us to forgive our enemies, love our neighbors, and store up treasure in heaven.